Good evening, happy Friday, happy September. The new edition of In You All Along here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
The man in his old age are the deeds of a man in his prime. You shuffle in the gloom of the sick room and talk to yourself as you die. Life is a short, warm moment, and death is a long, cold rest. You get your chance to try in the twinkling of an eye, 80 years with luck or even less. So all aboard for the American tour, and maybe you'll make it to the top. Mind how you go, and I can tell you, cause I know you may find it hard to get off.
Memories of a man in his old age are the deeds of a man in his his prime. Shuffle in the gloom of the sick room and talk to yourself as you die.
Me. Thank you.
Hey, folks. Remember me? The guy from the start of the show? Well, it's the same guy here in the middle of the show. 20 minutes into the hour. Not 20 minutes of the show, which, as you know, got kicked off a little bit late. Thanks to some logistical issues. But we are all good now. How are you doing? It's the first day of September. Did you know that? Are you still writing August on your checks? Are you still writing checks? In that case, you're probably still listening to the radio. Oh, welcome to the Hall of Obsolete Technologies here. This is the first show of a certain decade of my life. You'll notice the songs so far, all about birth and life and whatnot in between. Most recently with Holy Wave, with I'm Not Living in the Past Anymore, off their 2020 album Interloper. Good stuff there. That was song was stuck in my head on a recent significant birthday, which I felt was kind of appropriate. Before that, of course, we heard from Patrick Hernandez, 1979's Earworm, Born to Be Alive. There are so many versions of that song, I can't even tell you which one I have, which one I played. We have a system here where you can follow along all the playlists as things are played. Wait a minute. As I say that, I realize I have not, in fact, noted my bed music behind me here, which you'll all recognize, of course, as Harold Faltermeyer's excellent theme from Fletch. In 1985 hit motion picture, the last great work from Chevy Chase, in my opinion. If you want to fight me on that, you can drop by facebook.com/inyoualalong. Tell me what he's done that's better since. Or go to the DJ chat at wmfo.org, where you can see all of the current playlist listed online as just as you can in your internet-enabled listening device or your car radio that's got a screen and whatnot. We opened the show a little bit late with Pink Floyd with Free Four, 1972's Obscured by Clouds, the Memories of a Man in His Old Age Are the Deeds of a Man in His Prime. Which of those am I in now? Who knows? Maybe the best has just begun. That's certainly true of this show. So let's get on into a whole lot more music.
Girls, they're so much. I was your butch. In late summer, a flower appears that turns the green fields to gold. There are over 100 species of hardy plant in North America, and its Latin genus name is Solidago, but it is colloquially referred to as gold. Solidago means to make whole, and this inexpressibly lovely herb lives up to that graceful designation and then some. The 20th century naturalist and mystic John Muir extolled the incalculable virtues of goldrod by writing, "Fragrance, color, and form of the whole spiritual expression of goldrod are hopeful and strength-giving beyond any others I know. A single spike is sufficient to heal unbelief and melancholy." In the Middle Ages, it was believed that if you were to wear or carry a spike of goldrod for an entire day, you would cross paths with your true love the next. But young lovers, please mind drinking that tea before you hop into the hay with your paramour, because it's a diuretic. After the colonists dumped the prize tea in Boston Harbor, they found themselves bereft of their favorite beverage. They soon found that they could make an excellent drink with the roots of goldenrod, so they named it Liberty Tea. It's a harbinger of the fall season, and it gently but firmly reminds us to bear witness and honor the cyclical nature of creation. It also has a lesson to teach us about how important it is to get to know our plant friends intimately, because it is commonly believed to cause allergies. In fact, the culprit, its common neighbor, ragweed, who has also yellowish blossoms. We here at Team Capra encourage you to go out into the fields and humbly introduce yourself to this marvelous flower, to sit with it silently and to contemplate its loveliness. When we listen to wildflowers, we become a little more wild at heart and a little less savage, and that is a remarkable aim for our wayward lives. Wouldn't you agree, friend?
Ah!
I guess I gotta come back here and tell you some more stuff. Some more stuff about what you just heard here on In You All Along, the program you're tuned into here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Tufts Freeform Radio, where all the kiddies are back in town, or at least a whole heck of a lot of them are. Man, oh man. Got stuck in traffic on the way here today. It has been a very long time since that has happened. But nevertheless, I press on to bring you wonderful freeform radio where you just heard from Sway Wild with Till the Honey Gone. That's off their 2019 self-titled album. Sway Wild, who are from, let me just, before I said, they're from Washington State. Oh, that's right. They're from some island in Puget Sound or something, the San Juan Islands. Friday Harbor, Washington, and they will be coming all the way from there to here to the Lizard Lounge on Saturday the 9th of September. Something fun to do. That whole album, they sent me the album. Oh my God, it's great, beginning to end. They seem to have some newer stuff also, which I guess I could have played, but anyway, that's what they sent me, and it's great, and I love it. So yeah, Sway Wild, how about that? Prior to that, we heard from Nick Waterhouse with This Is a Game off the 2014 album Holy. Sorry, Holly. Holy Holly. Nick, I had actually never heard Nick Waterhouse. Apparently, he's kind of got a lot of stuff out there. There's a lot I don't know. He's touring all around Europe right now, but I actually heard that song because I heard it. The guy painting my cousin's house last week had the radio on, and I heard that, and I was like, oh, wow. I can't tell if that's new or old or in between. I had to have it, and I brought it to you. Always listening, always scouring for new sounds for you. That's what I do. I live my life in service to you, dear listener. Before that, we heard from Coons and Weaver with Goldenrod, featuring Mike Watt doing the narration there from 2021's Eros in the Natural World. I enjoy those guys a lot. They do a lot of weird kind of spoken word stuff like that. But it is Goldenrod time, my friends. It is a beautiful time out there in the fields and whatnot. If you live in this area, if you go over to the Alewife Brook pathway behind the Alewife train station in the area where it's called the Little River, there is a gorgeous, gorgeous area of goldenrod along with the accompaniment of the purple New York ironweed. It is a gorgeous scene. Little nature tips here. Nature tips from Inu All Along. Were you previous to that heard at the beginning of the set? You heard Big Star, of course, with September Girls, 1974's Radio City. It is indeed September. Oh, my, 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 my. It is still summer, though, right? Right? Or is it? We're going to touch on that question a little bit in this next set. We won't answer that question because that question can only be answered by you. Oh, but while we're here, while I have you, I have something important to tell you. Did you know that? I've got something to tell you. What is it? Nah, this is out of date. Can't start planting vegetables now. Here's a good one. Here's a good story. It's story time here. Public service announcement. Story time. So let me turn Fletch down just a little bit there. Today's story is called, If It's Broke, Why Not Try Fixing It? In the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical to just toss them out into the trash for the landfill and buy replacements. But that can actually waste money and time as well as harming the environment. A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks. Mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often take just a few minutes, less time than browsing the web to spend money on buying new ones. While some electronic devices are purposefully manufactured to be impossible to repair, websites like iFixit.com publish high-quality, detailed repair guides for free. If one of your electronic devices malfunctions, before responsibly disposing of it as e-waste, first track down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. Often enough, that will do the trick. So when something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it. To save you both time and money, search the internet for instructions. And remember, if you are going to throw it out anyway, you don't have to worry too much about damaging it further. This has been a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. And now back to our show.
Henry never liked the brawl, he'd shoot straight from the hip. Had a card game one hot July, well, that's just what he did. When smoke cleared in the barroom, they all saw what he'd done. Henry Walker may have left us down, but he didn't leave us gone. His better angels might have found a few miles down the road, but that devil on his shoulder just wouldn't let him go. Cause Henry grew up hard mean with not too many friends. The world would try to break him, but he never learned to bend. Just passing through, I was trying to get home, and now I got blood on my hands and some of it's my own. And it's all gone wrong. And it's all gone wrong. Billy Morgan was the meanest and the quickest on the draw. In a little town he grew up in, just west of Omaha. No one knew what Henry did to draw Billy's eye. But the word went round, it was going down, now someone's gonna die. Old Henry, he was drinking like a dry mule out of well. Then Billy, he just sat and stared, his eyes all full of hell. Half the town had buckled down outside the cotton mouth. When Billy Morgan made his move, the smart folks headed out. Billy said to Henry, boy, this town ain't big enough. I think it's best that you should go before the going gets too tough. Slowly Henry Walker placed his hand upon the grip of the loaded Smith & Wesson that he carried on his hip. Just passing through, I was trying to get home, and now I got blood on my hands and some of it's my own. And it's all gone wrong. Yes, and it's all gone wrong. 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 And it's all gone.